Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is a writer for LifeNews.com. Her name is Micaiah Bilger, and she has written an interesting article recently about an abortion doctor from San Diego who actually claimed he enjoys doing abortions, that he likes it. Or no, he even said, "I love it. Yeah, I do," end of quote. And I wonder if that's typical or atypical. And first of all, let me just say, Micaiah, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate the service you and LifeNews.com provide for us to just keep us informed on these relevant issues related to the issue of abortion.
Oh, thanks. We work hard every day to try to put out what's happening with the abortion industry and as well as euthanasia, which is a growing threat in our nation.
Mm-hmm.
I know people are always surprised, you know, you can dedicate a whole news service just to writing about pro-life issues, but we've got over a dozen stories every day about things that are happening here in America and across the world with abortion, with euthanasia, and just what's happening.
Okay. Well, this story emanates from San Diego, and there's an abortion doctor, and apparently he's come under question or whatever disciplinary measures from the California Medical Board, according to your article. Robert Santella is his name, and there was recently a confrontation he had with a pro-life advocate. So tell us about that.
Sure. This was one of the most disturbing things that I've ever written about. I mean, abortion is so disturbing, but it's really evidence of just how depraved and evil the abortion industry really is. Robert Santella works for Family Planning Associates in San Diego, which is an abortion clinic. And there's a man named Zephaniah Mel. He's a pro-lifer, and he counsels fairly regularly, from what I understand, outside of abortion clinics. Well, last week he went outside of Santella's clinic, took his Bible, and was standing there witnessing the truth. He was being very peaceful, just standing there. And Santella walked up and approached Mel. And Mel recorded their conversation on video. And this video is very disturbing. So Mel is standing there. He's just, you know, talking, being very peaceful. And Santella walks out the door of the abortion clinic, gets right in Mel's face, and starts badgering him. And Mel talks with him, you know, "You've got to repent, sir, for murdering babies." And Santella's like, "Why?" And really just gets right up in Mel's face. And Mel responds, "Because it's a sin before God." And Santella, again, "Why?" And they go back and forth a little while. And at one point, Santella says to Mel that, "I love it. I love aborting babies." And it's so disturbing. Mel says to Santella, "Oh, these babies that you kill." And Santella kind of growls and replies, "I love it. I love it." And it's almost satanic in nature. Just this man's utter defense of what he's doing, talking about tearing babies apart in the womb and talking about how he loves it and he's willing to do it. It's a really disturbing exchange. Mel caught it on video. You can see it on our website at lifenews.com. But this is just, again, evidence of just how disturbing and evil the abortion industry is.
Is there any version of abortion that would in any way be viewed as more humane than the reality of what most abortions, or what all abortions really do?
I mean, abortion destroys the life of an innocent human being. That's a scientific fact. We know now from biological research that human life begins at the moment of conception, and abortion destroys that human life, in various ways. There are various different types of abortion, but every abortion is a tragedy. Every abortion is a horrific thing because this is an innocent human being in the womb that deserves the same right to life that you and I do.
You know, it's interesting. I remember interviewing one time a lady who was involved in the abortion industry because she wanted to make a lot of money. and she was hardened to it, and she was a part owner of a handful of clinics in the Dallas area. Her name is Carol Everett. And so anyway, what happened was, by the grace of God, she became a born-again Christian, and her eyes were open to the reality of the abortion industry. And she was saying in an interview we did with her that people in the clinic, doctors, nurses, were joking about the grisly work that they were involved in. It was almost like a way of using humor to, you know, to kind of deny the reality of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So, for example, even in the most humane version, I suppose, of abortion, that you could say, well, the sucking version, you know, where they just basically sucks the baby body parts, you know, and then mulches them or whatever. And then she said that there would be these tubes, and the parts would go by, you know, in small little chunks or whatever, and sometimes an eye would go floating by in that tube. And then one doctor or one nurse would say to the other, "Here's looking at you, kid," you know, that kind of thing. And it's just sort of, a way to offset the grisly reality of what they actually do.
Yes, and I think it's a coping mechanism from what I've understand. I've talked to some of these former abortion clinic workers too, and it's really, that's the only way they can cope, by not thinking about it, by bringing humor into it, and by blaming pro-lifers and getting in their faces like Santella did in this video, and blaming us. Because how else can they cope? Because they see,
they know it,
these aborted babies' parts, they see what they're doing, and the only way they can deal with it is by, you know, trying to forget, trying to bring humor, trying to blame other people for this horrible stuff.
Carol Everett said that in the front of the clinic, a girl is asking, "Is this a baby?" She's being told, "No, it's just a clump of tissue." In the back of the same clinic, after every single abortion, as early as it can be done, somebody has to reassemble the parts, the head, the spine, the arms, the hands, the legs, the feet. It is a baby. She said that. And I've never forgotten that, of all the different sound bites. And you just mentioned former abortion workers. Here, I've been talking about Carol Everett, former abortion clinic owner, or at least part owner. That's a story we don't hear about very much. Redemption, Abby Johnson, the abortionist who gets saved. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Sure. There are actually more and more who are leaving the abortion industry. Abby Johnson started a new organization just, I think, 2-3 years ago, maybe now, which is dedicated to helping abortion clinic workers leave, because Abby Johnson understands what it's like to be in there and knows that there are people like herself who want to leave but are afraid for a number of different reasons, one being that they think they probably won't be able to get a job anywhere else, because people who work in abortion clinics are, you know, looked down upon by other, you know, medical groups, because abortion really isn't medicine. And so they struggle and they think, well, how am I going to provide for my family if I, you know, leave this abortion clinic? It's horrible. I hate what I'm doing, but how am I going to feed my own children if I leave? So her ministry, And Then There Were None, is what it's called, is reaching out to abortion clinic workers. And I think they've helped over 100 people leave the abortion industry in the past two or three years. We've heard of an abortionist named Anthony Levitino. He left the abortion industry a number of years ago, and he's in the past year or two been testifying in front of U.S. Congress about the horrible things happening in the abortion industry. He had a conversion experience and realized how awful, you know, what he was doing was wrong. So there are more and more stories coming out, more and more people who are leaving, and that's just, it's really encouraging to see.
As far as Santella and his jaded attitude, you know, in saying, and by the way, is it possible, by saying, I love it, talking about murdering these little unborn babies, tearing them apart and so forth, do you think he was possibly being sarcastic, or just sort of, you know, almost like trying to play a part for the pro-lifer? Or do you think it was more like, no, this is really his heart at this stage?
It's hard to tell. from that video. Now, he is older. He's in his 70s, and I don't know if maybe, you know, he's been doing this for so long, his mind is starting to go. I mean, there's obviously got to be mental and psychological issues involved with doing abortions in the first place. So that's one thing that comes to mind, that he might be, you know, he might be actually mentally ill, you know, just based on that short conversation that he had with Zephaniah Mel. That's one thing that came to mind. And his record as well of, you know, with the California Medical Board of disciplinary measures, you know, with his patients also shows a record of him just not caring about his patients. Could be, as it was in the case with Carol Everett, that, you know, he's just interested in the money. So it's hard to tell, you know, really what his motivation is. I think there are some people that do go into the abortion industry thinking that they are helping women. You know, they're very deceived in that way. But then I think there are others, and I think Santel is probably one of them, who are in it for just for the money, who are in it because they really, I think, have no conscience, and they just are there to, you know, do what they can to get ahead off the abuse of, you know, other human beings.
Well, I think we all have a conscience. The question is, in some cases, have we allowed that conscience to be seared?
Yeah, that's true. And in this case, you know, he's been doing this, I think, since the 70s. He's been an abortionist.
Wow.
So doing that for, you know, 40 years, I mean, how to think about how that must be on his conscience, you know, kind of deadening to that. I'm sure it must be in there somewhere, but, you know, doing this for decades, I mean, tearing babies apart, botching women's abortions, there's records of him doing that as well. Just,
well, certainly that's not intentional. I mean, they don't intend to do that, but it happens. It happens.
It does. Yeah, it does. And, you know, with some of these abortion clinics, it may not be intentional, but it seems like there are serious signs of neglect, where they just are not providing the level of safety standards and health standards that they should be, because for some of these abortion clinics, you know, money is the issue. Money is what they're after. And so if they can get by with a minimum level of health and safety standards and you know, kind of brush one or two of these botched abortions under the rug, they do that so they can make the extra buck. And we've seen that over and over again with some of these abortionists.
All right, we're talking right now with Micaiah Bilger of LifeNews.com. We have about a minute left. And in all the times that you've been writing for LifeNews.com, do you remember anybody, an abortion doctor, being just so you know, abrasive about this and just saying, hey, I love doing this. This is great.
I mean, with Santella is pretty shocking. I can recall a couple of years ago, there was another abortionist. I'm trying to recall his name.
Doesn't matter what his name, but just tell us the story.
But he was approached about aborting babies, especially involving African Americans, because they're especially targeted for abortion. And I remember him saying that he was glad he could abort those ugly black babies, because
wow,
no one wants them, nobody wants to adopt them. So Santel is not the only one.
Yeah.
And that really sticks into mind, that, you know, he was fine with aborting these ugly black babies because no one else wants them. And that was his reasoning.
All right, how about a concluding thought in terms of abortion? Do you think in some ways abortion sears the conscience of America and Americans as long as we continue with this, you know, especially happening at the rate of 3,000 a year? I mean, a day.
A day, yes. I think it does. I think we've in some ways become complacent to what's happening. 1.1 million abortions every year are happening in our nation, but we also see the abortion numbers dropping. We see people, leaving the abortion industry. We see people realizing the truth that these are babies. Science has been so helpful in that way in showing us a window into the womb.
Yeah, even a little light at the moment of conception. So we're basically out of time, but I'll refer people to the website, lifenews.com. Micaiah Bilger, thanks again for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye now.